Hi, my name is Michelle McKenzie, and in this podcast, I'll talk about the role of IoT in agriculture, based on some of our current research. So the agricultural sector has been viewed as a strong market for IoT, particularly since the introduction of low power wide area networks, but activity has been limited. However, some technology providers are now making progress in this sector, although some barriers, such as a fragmented supply chain, still remain. We estimate that the IoT revenue for suppliers in the agricultural sector will exceed $6 billion by 2028, and that the majority of this revenue, $5.7 billion, will come from applications and hardware solutions. The agricultural sector is therefore an attractive revenue growth opportunity for technology suppliers, provided that they can deliver an integrated solution with hardware, application, and connectivity. Furthermore, investment to develop solutions in the agritech sector is growing. Indeed, agritech startups raised $16.9 billion in 2018, according to the AgFunder AgriFood Tech Investing Report. There are multiple challenges in delivering IoT services for the agricultural sector. Farmers require end-to-end solutions and services that are simple to install and operate. Suppliers do not always have the assets and skills to deliver such end-to-end solutions. They can only address this through internal builds, partnerships, or acquisitions, all of which require investment and carry significant risk. The agricultural upstream supply chain to farmers is fragmented, meaning that it's difficult for suppliers to identify channels to market. There are many small companies, and only a few large ones, such as John Deere and Monsanto. It's more difficult for technology companies to identify key stakeholders in the agricultural sector than in the automotive or utilities sectors, which are more concentrated industries. Opportunities to sell IoT solutions in the agricultural sector may be as important in low and middle income countries as in high income countries, because agriculture accounts for a greater share of GDP in the former. However, the opportunity varies by country, and market structure and regulation must be factored into any market entry strategy. For example, governments may have established quota systems or subsidies, which, by their nature, undermine farmers' incentives to increase productivity and adopt new technologies. The agricultural sector has also a large number of use cases, a fragmented customer base, and a supply chain that differs by country, whereas the smart metering use case, for example, is similar in many countries, has a small number of buyers, the utilities, and a relatively simple supply chain. All of these factors make it difficult for technology suppliers to create scalable solutions. We evaluated the strategies of several technology suppliers that have developed IoT solutions for the agricultural sector in our recent reports. They included Bosch, which has developed products to monitor high-value crops mainly through its local opcos in developed countries such as Japan and Spain. KPN, which is focusing its resources on its home market, the Netherlands, and the Netherlands is the second largest exporter of agricultural products after the USA. Libellium, which is developing solutions with local partners in a variety of countries, including Colombia, Indonesia, Russia, and Spain. Mezzanine, which has been adopted in a number of countries, including Austria, New Zealand, South Africa, and the USA. Nokia Wing, which is working with its operator partners in North Africa and Latin America. NNNCo Australia, which is building a dedicated rural LoRa network for agricultural use cases. And TELUS, which has acquired a number of agritech companies across North America and is offering services at present in North America, but plans to expand. These technology providers are pioneers in providing IoT solutions to the sector. Some have identified sound routes to market, others are developing solutions as a direct response to customer needs. Some are also addressing requirements in emerging markets. It's still too early to identify best practice, but the firms included in our research are demonstrating solid early progress. Mezzanine's MyFarm Web solution is a comprehensive precision farming platform that has been developed with Mezzanine's partner and specialist agronomy consultancy, AgriTechnovation. Mezzanine has understood the supply chain, and this understanding has been key to its success. Labellium works with systems integrators and application providers to build solutions based on its sensor technologies. And it also works with other institutions such as banks and the public sector to take solutions to market. Nokia Wing has built smart agriculture and livestock solutions with partners and delivers them as software as a service to its customers. It has developed some interesting business models to lower the cost of adoption and is seeing growing demand in emerging markets. So these are just a few examples of companies that are innovating to address this sector. Dedicating resources to developing IoT solutions in a largely unproven sector such as agriculture is high risk, and many technology providers will choose not to target this vertical. Those that do target the sector will need to develop solutions, build a solid understanding of the supply chain and channels to market, and explore the opportunity in emerging markets.